Hi, this is Sam from Greta Van Fleet, and you're listening to Sound Sessions.
Hey, this is Michael from WGN Radio Sound Sessions, and I'm here with Sam Kiska from the band Greta Van Fleet live at Lollapalooza. What's going on, Sam?
Not really sure yet. We're just testing the grounds. I love this press area, though. It's nice. It's natureful.
Yes.
I love that.
We're surrounded by a lot of beautiful trees right now in the heart of Grant Park.
Yeah, it feels like we're out of Chicago. But
well, speaking about being from out of Chicago, you're from Michigan.
Right.
And are you from Frankenmuth, too?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, all four of us were born and raised. Well, not born. And raised in Frankenmuth.
Wow.
So, yeah, I think there's a certain camaraderie, you know, that generates a sense of home and a sense of, you know, we're in this together.
Yeah. So what's your background? What was, like, the first time that your parents or your mom or dad put on an album and you're thinking, okay, this is what I need to do. Screw being a doctor. I'm going to be a rock and roll star.
I think that was something that is always been a constant in our life. Longer than I ever remember, there's always been, you know, like Muddy Waters blasting over the stereo of the house.
Yeah.
And I'm told before we were even born, we all were well acquainted with the blues.
Okay.
You know, and that was our dad's obsession. He's like, they have to know the blues.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, dad plays guitar and he picked up bass for a while. And that's actually how I got into it. His old bass. But he's one of the most incredible harmonica players I've ever seen. So yeah, the music kind of runs in the family.
That's what I hear. So is he in two bands too back home?
Yes, because he saw that we started being successful and he's like, oh, I can do that. So now he's actually got like three now.
Oh, right.
So,
on.
Yeah, so other than his job, his full-time job, he's a chemist.
Yes.
He loves to play music.
Oh my. So he has the mind of a chemist, the heart of Muddy Waters, and that must have made you, right?
I suppose you could think about it that way, yeah.
Okay. How has everything been going with the album and the immense wealth of popularity that you guys have seen over the past few months? How does it feel, man?
It feels actually very surreal. It's actually hard to really, like, get it to make sense in my head. I think that goes for all of us. Until we have some time to look at what we've done, I think it's going to stay that way.
Yeah. I mean, do you remember stepping on stage for the first time back in Michigan and you're thinking, wow, we got something special here?
Yeah, we the first time we had a proper performance in front of a good amount of people, it was in Frankenmuth, and it was for the Auto Fest, and they put us up on a trailer, and lots of people come for the Frankenmuth Auto Fest, and it's like 50,000 people walking the streets at any given moment. So that was a little bit nerve-wracking,
yeah.
But we just play now. That's what we've always done. We just played, and we love doing it. We would play, you know, bar rooms in Saginaw, Michigan until 3 in the morning. And it wasn't safe at all, but luckily we had the support of the family and the support of everybody. So that's kind of how, you know, you hone skills, and that's pretty much any advice I give to anybody who wants to be, serious in music. It's just play.
Yeah, just play. You mentioned the fact that you're all in two different families, right?
Yeah.
So two sets of brothers. And often I see with the musicians that I speak to, it's family is the most important part. But the cool thing about your band is that you have brothers. I mean, what are the disagreements like in the band, and how do you cover those?
Well, I will say we're quite civil now, because we're quite grown up now, quite mature. But yeah, it used to be some broken windows, broken equipment, things in the yard, people chasing each other. But now, yeah, we found a good way to support each other on the road, and I think you really have to do that. You can't hate the people you're with, and I think we've really learned to, you know, love each other and, you know, love the music that we get to play with each other.
Yeah. So when you're on the road, what are you guys touring in now? Is it a van? Is it a bus? Is it a plane?
Well, yeah, bus. Yes, which is incredible, because I look back, you know, this time last year we were in a van and trailer, and
yeah,
that was not quite as easy. And I guarantee we would not be able to be doing what we do now. You know, it's pretty much four shows a week, and which is a bit cut down from what we were doing. So it's much more sustainable.
Okay. And what kind of stuff do you do to keep yourself busy on the road?
A lot of the time, you know, I think the misperceived idea of rock and roll is that you just party all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And we like to party, but I think that when we get an off day, we want to put ourselves in nature.
Okay.
And I think that really, really helps with grounding yourself. And like, so our pretty much our favorite thing to do is go on a nice hike. You know, usually we get up a little later, so usually we're on the trail by 6, and then you know, the sun's down, we have to walk back in the dark. It's great fun.
Okay, what, you've been kind of all over the world now at this point. What are some of the best places you've seen for a good hike?
I would say, actually quite recently, the best hiking I've ever done was in the Santa Monica mountain range. Incredible. And then it was actually one of those moments when we were walking back. It was probably 10 o'clock at night. Everything's pitch black. We're a little bit kind of afraid that we're going to get eaten by wolves, but we're all playing it cool.
Yeah.
You hear like a squirrel rustle. You're like, what's that? Oh, it's just a squirrel. Yep. But it was
all good, man.
You know, the moon was shooting down and there was this big open field and it was just dark and the air's crisp, fresh and cool. And it's like, and it was one of those moments where it was like, I feel, you know, a little bit more part of the earth. And so, yeah, it's things like that that we really try to look for on our time off.
That's great, man. Thinking about, like, how you kind of gain inspiration from different things, because not everyone makes music from listening to other bands. I mean, I know you guys have been compared to Led Zeppelin a lot, and I didn't want to dive into it too much, but where do you find your inspiration to write these songs and grab these great lyrics tied with your awesome bass licks and guitar?
I think that the songs really come from, you know, the idea of a song. I think a lot of rock music has been a little bit more sound oriented, but I think that the song is so important to what music is, and it's kind of been a little bit lost. So we honestly, when we're thinking about it, I suppose that people like John Denver would be really big inspirations for us, you know, like Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, these people who can really, you know, write a song, write an album.
I love that. John Denver. Man, talk about a guy who's been all about nature. He wrote mainly about mountains.
Exactly, yeah. Pretty much just mountains and smoking grass around the campfire.
So let's talk about the new single that just came out. You did the vertical video for, what was the name of the song one more time?
When the Curtain Falls.
When the Curtain Falls, yes. I'm sorry, I had John Denver on the mind at the moment.
Yeah, me too. Singing in my head. Rocky Mountain High.
So what was the inspiration to do the vertical video now? Because that's a genius idea. No one else is really diving into that.
I think, yeah, I'm really glad that Spotify, I'm a really big fan of Spotify because they really take everything to the next level. You know, the exclusive content, the Spotify exclusive stuff is really cool. And I'm really happy to be a part of that. And the vertical video is kind of their format for that because, you know, the phone is very much a big part of the culture right now, whether it's you like it or not. And I think it was we had it in mind, and we filmed the whole thing in Super 8 old film. So it's kind of a bit of a sneak peek at maybe a music video that will come along.
Yeah, When the Curtain Falls, make sure you check this out. I was watching it on the way over here. It's amazing. Sam, what's next for the band? What's next for Greta Van Fleet?
Well, next, big picture, I'm really, really excited to get the forthcoming album out. And yeah, exactly, because the fuel that we've gotten from the double EP is absolutely incredible, and the support that we've gotten, great. So I'm really excited to finally get that album out and you know, show people where we've come in the past year and a half touring.
Okay, right on, man, right on. Well, this was Sam, my good friend from Greta Van Fleet. It's great talking to you, man.
Back.
We do. It's been a while, man. Thanks for joining us here on Sound Sessions.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me, man.
Can't get enough of Sound Sessions? Like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter @SoundSeshPod, and check us out on Instagram @SoundSessionsWGN.